So I've recently experienced one of the greatest live concerts in my life. Michael Bublé decided to extend his tour to Australia. Amazing concert, after which I bought a microphone that Michael uses. A great one too. Sounds amazing, looks amazing. A small caveat though, I cannot sing. So of course, like 11,000 other gullible people there, I wanted to sound like him every time I open my mouth, and I thought, no Homo sapiens can sound like that bare mouth. It must be the mic, and I'm gonna get one. So I did, and now I'm regretting it a bit, but the silver lining of it is this episode of the Decoding Brands, the celebrity endorsement. Many cases of such endorsements are still fresh in our memories. We frown a bit when we think of Tiger Woods with Gatorade or Gillette, Yeah with Adidas, Dylan Mulvaney with Bud Light recently, all rather less fortunate examples and tons of money lost here, but we smile when we think of George Clooney with Nespresso or Beyoncé with Pepsi, not to mention Michael Jordan with Nike. So as we see a growing intensity of using the endorsing as a brand building technique, it's probably fair to say it is a very effective tool, however it can be capricious from time to time. Good studies on the celebrity endorsement started already decades ago. The studies from 50s and 60s are still referenced in the research literature today. For such an extensively examined domain in building brands, we will not focus on the general premise today. It's indeed good to use it in general. All studies suggest that using the endorsement of the celebrity will improve our brand's awareness, it may add credibility, excitement or expertise. So let's just see today what effects of the celebrity endorsement we can expect in building our brands. First effect, skyrocketing our prompted brand awareness. There is no more doubt that if we want to grow our brand, we need to be mentally available for as large of our target audience as possible. A celebrity may have a much higher relevant reach than our brand and therefore can catapult our reach and prompted awareness scores exponentially. By relevant reach, and this is key here, by relevant reach, I mean the right audience, the right consumption of their media, the right context for their message. Just compare the budget that we can buy the nominal reach of 10 million people with standard advertising, where you have to assume the viewability, not 100%, rather around 50-70%, depending on online and offline media choices, brand safety, the general attitude towards advertising of people, versus the same 10 million reach of people actually choosing to follow the content of a celebrity, actively and emotionally consuming also the brand content they endorse. Second effect, owning relevant category entry points. We know that in order for our brand to be successful, we need to own the category entry points, and better so than competition. Problem is, all our competitors want exactly the same. For instance, all beers want to own all social occasions for small celebrations with a refreshing beverage. A celebrity here can help us truly capture a relevant category entry point for our brand. Just let's refer back to Nespresso example. Here, Nespresso clearly wants to own our mornings, and doing that by inviting George Clooney in his funny sloppy night robe to endorse in a very funny, relatable way the Nespresso's message. We want to be around George in this situation, in this morning. And there you go, our brain builds an association. Perfect morning means George Clooney. George Clooney means Nespresso. And of course, for obvious reasons, our brain shortens this to perfect morning means Nespresso. Because, well, George is no Santa Claus and cannot visit us all at the same time. Third effect, increasing our profitability. When we produce a good product, it must cost. When we have no brand image, consumers will be reluctant to pay premium for our product. But if someone they trust to have an expertise endorses our product, our USP and RTB suddenly can become very appealing. a small technological brand recently producing high-end gear for sports, recently built their top 5 marketing position thanks to offering its products to the Olympic team for the tournament and of course then shouting about it. Fourth effect, making your story and brand purpose resonate stronger with consumers. That's the type of endorsement I personally find the most appealing and more enjoyable than others. Although data suggests, of course, that all previous examples were as effectively, if not more. And this one is when our brand wants to share its values with consumers and tell the story about its role in consumers' life, so it enters into the long-term relationship with an endorser who shares similar or identical values and same ambitions, ambitions as the brand. And that creates this reciprocal dynamic of an endorser elevating the brand story and purpose, making it more relatable, tangible, and even understandable, but also a brand that can elevate the endorser, giving them an extra status component or something that makes their story even more interesting. This happened with us when we, with our Cupra automotive brand, entered a great relationship with an ultra triathlete and ultra Ironman, breaking new barriers together, not following the mainstream train of thought or train of actions, questioning our own limitations. All that felt like sinking our heartbeats almost, and the stories that were born out of this relationship when one of the strongest for the brand ever made. Fifth effect, staying relevant for new generations or new audiences. If our brand has a long-standing legacy, we may become less relevant for new generations entering our category. They may have new standards, new needs, new views on the world, like new views on whether our brand should still be packed in plastic containers or be dominated in its recipe by sugar. If our product cannot change fast enough not to alienate our current user base, perhaps the endorsement of a celebrity resonating strongest in these new demographics can invite these new audiences to our brand in order for us to grow, like Pepsi with Beyoncé on Taylor Swift. So when we decide to invest in the endorsement of some celebrity or star, we can expect to boost our relevant awareness, capture some critically important category entry point for the unrivaled mental availability. We can improve our margins by credible expert endorsements. We can enrich our storytelling and make our purpose understandable, relatable, and believable. And we can stay fresh with the new generations coming to our category. The risk, of course, is still there. That's well, brands sign the contract with people with all their flaws and crazy life choices that can cost us millions, like for Adidas. But the risk, I think, is worth taking when you look into the success of those smart endorsement cases we discussed today and numbers behind them. Meanwhile, our hero from the beginning of the episode, Michael Bublé, has been endorsing the PepsiCo beverage brand Bubbly for some 4 years. Bublé Bubbly. The original idea allegedly was to establish the right actual auditory resonance of the brand, the pronunciation of Bubbly, which was probably a catchy idea how to build its mental availability almost on this sonic level via intergalactic superstar Michael Bublé, as Michael himself referred to himself during the concert. Not the smartest example probably today, but certainly helped build the brand awareness, especially that they started with a Super Bowl spot. See you in the next episode, and in the meantime, try to avoid buying microphones you really don't need.